This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7:30 the hour now, time for us here on the DJV program to take a gander at the charts from Talkers Magazine as part of the DJV experience every week. Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and I go through the top 10 stories of the week, the top 10 people on the list, and to see what we can make conversationally of some of the big things happening this week. Victoria has been off for a couple of weeks because she had a medical procedure. I think she'll be back next week. In the meantime, Jennifer and Jay and Doug, the list goes on, as like the beat goes on. Yeah, I think we'll start at number one because so much focus on COVID this week. Not that that's different, but the stats I want to put aside, we see them going down, the numbers are going down. The variants, the discussion, I think that is interesting is the fact that the government of the United States has taken the AstraZeneca virus, the vaccine that they have, and offered it to the Mexicans and the Chinese. So it hasn't been approved in America yet. So we have said to both the men, I think mostly they want to use it, Jennifer, on the border to inoculate the people that sooner or later seem to think they're going to get into this country. Is this an appropriate use of our time and talent? And this is why wouldn't we just save it until it's been approved and use it for Americans?
You know, that's the question I had when I saw the headline pop up this week that they're going to send their surplus to Mexico and to Canada. And I thought to myself, excuse me, why do we have we vaccinated everyone here yet? I mean, it doesn't seem to me that everybody's able to get the appointment that they want if they want to be vaccinated. So it's hard to believe that we do have a surplus and why we'd be giving it to our friends to the north and south. But that was a decision they made. I don't know why they chose AstraZeneca, maybe because of the approval here. Maybe they feel like it'll have better use somewhere else. But I don't know. And then if I'm Mexico and Canada and I'm getting vaccine from you that's not yet been approved by your country, I think, what are you trying to do to me?
Yeah, I suppose that's a way of looking. I hadn't thought about it that way. Now, there's a new overview of who's reacting and how they're reacting to the vaccine. Apparently, according to the new information that's floating around as we go into the weekend, those who have a strong reaction to the vaccine may have had infection that they didn't know about. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested to see next week, I'm getting my second shot. It usually happens with a second shot, to see if I have a reaction to it. And if I do, and it's a strong one, then it may mean that I had a touch and I never knew it. My vaccine, you know, my system
well,
is such
mind,
that
the first dose, if you've had the virus, the first dose tends to be the hardest for people. And it's the second dose if you haven't, because that means you've already got a little bit of the stimulant in your blood. So when the second dose hits, your body already thinks it's had it. So people that haven't had the virus but have had one shot have more trouble with the second shot. My mom got extremely sick with the first shot. She was sicker, she said, with the first
but
shot than she was.
She had had it. Your family all had COVID.
Correct.
Yeah. So that would be interesting to see. We haven't had your first shot yet, right? You haven't had a shot.
I have not. But I did. No. I tell you, I have not had my first shot. And I don't know. I think if I do get the vaccine, I would get Johnson & Johnson.
I'd like to have had that. My one jab and you're done.
Right. Well, also, it's a traditional vaccine. It's not the experimental technology that's used in Pfizer and Moderna. So it's just, for me, it's a little more comfortable.
You ever had a flu shot? Regular flu shot?
One.
Yeah. And you got sick. Do I remember that?
A little bit. For a couple of days.
Yeah.
I had my antibodies tested, and that was kind of where I was thinking, like, what's the result of the test? If my antibodies are there, am I going to get the vaccine? But the antibodies, at least the initial, not the T cell, but the initial antibodies have already gone. So that, it's part of the conversation. That was about 8 months since I've had COVID, but they say that T cell memory could last for 18 years.
Really? So, Jay, you're having a shot next week, though, right? Your first one?
Yes, my first one is Tuesday afternoon.
Anticipating what? What are you? Are you prepared to go down for the count and somebody else take care of your baby, or
what is there that is going on in your mind about getting the shot? Because at first you weren't sure you were going to.
Yeah, because I'm a hypochondriac, and I feel like rightfully so, because I do get diagnosed with the weirdest things. But I'm cautiously optimistic for the first dose. It's the second one that's scaring me a little bit more. So in my mind, it's going to be like the flu shot. My arm might be a little bit sore, but I'm not going to experience anything else. I'm putting that out there, and that's what's going to happen.
All right, well, that's good. The situation, according to the data anyway, if you believe in the scientific data, some people do, some people don't, but it does show this week that the number of people who have had vaccines are showing signs that this will stop the transmission, because the numbers of people getting the, this is how they look at it, and it makes sense, the number of people getting the vaccine and the number of people who are getting the COVID is the transmission numbers are way, way down, and the shot numbers are way, way up. So it would seem that the symptoms are, you know, pretty much going away if the vaccines are present. So that and distancing and the mask, I still think that's the way to go. I'd like to see it end quicker, though, and maybe that happens by people paying a little more attention. What do you think? The public being a little more. A lot of the public has still rebuked the idea. And so,
but did you happen to see the brawl that went on between Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci this week?
I did not. I did. I heard about it, though. What, you want to give us the inside track on that? I did not.
Yeah,
I saw a little.
The two smallest men on the planet were brawling.
Yeah.
<It's very cute. laughs>
So what was the argument about?
Well, Dr. Fauci was testifying, and so Rand Paul, who is a doctor, he's an ophthalmologist, said, "You're telling everyone to wear a mask. If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater? You have the vaccine, and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?" And Fauci was pretty exasperated. He said, "Here we go again with the theater. Let's get down to the facts." And he went on. He said, "You're very likely to have protection for 6 months if you've been infected with COVID-19. He said, "But there is no protection from other variants like the one found in South Africa." And he said the variants are a very good reason for the mask. And so then Rand Paul said, "Well, you're making policy based on conjecture." And they started accusing each other back and forth about whether or not the mask is appropriate after you've been vaccinated or you've had the virus. He said, "You've been vaccinated and you parade around in two masks for show. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any science." And, the two of them got pretty heated in that.
Isn't it interesting how news and politics sort of weaponize our fears when you think about the news or whatever it is that we're getting for information? News is different. Information is one thing. News is another thing. But the politics of news, we're jamming everything into these pre-existing beliefs that we have, Jennifer and Jay. And so out of it comes fear and anger. And so, you know, you look at who's sharing what. Liberals share the stuff in the New York Times. Republicans or conservatives, I don't even like the word conservative, but the people on the right use Newsmax. And so this is what these are the facts. And then you get down to the brass tacks of not knowing what the facts are.
Well, that's,
it happens.
That's been my beef, is that it used to be that at least liberals and conservatives could actually agree on, like, a fact. They would just have different opinions on how to get there. And now we don't even believe in the same truth anymore.
No. And that, if you look at the stories on the list from Talkers Magazine this week, the top 10, that shroud surrounds the immigration issue. It surrounds the situation with Cuomo, maybe to a point. I'm just looking at some of the things that are on the list this week. Censorship and the cancel culture certainly affects that. How to approach the education situation, Trump's legal problems, all of that stuff. Climate change, that's very political. So, again, getting to the bottom line is very important. Being an observer, listening per heart, I think maybe it's different than observing. I think enlightenment is what we're looking for, isn't it? And we don't seem to find it in the, at least pursuing it in the traditional ways that people seem to want to get their information. We're not becoming enlightened, which is to our detriment, because there are other people around the world who are, and they're using that enlightenment against us, sadly. In a moment, immigration reform in our focus here on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner at 15 after the hour. Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you, that right. You have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs, there's no stimulants, it's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website too. So if you want to split up your payments or maybe you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Back on the Talk Radio Review, at the story list is number 2's immigration reform discussion, the border situation. Would we call it a crisis? Is that word overused? There is a new bill that I'm sure you both have seen. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner here with me on the countdown. Well, this is the run-up to the countdown with Michael Harrison. Our points of view on these two immigration bills in this circumstance. One is a path to citizenship for younger undocumented immigrants, and the other one is to give farm workers a chance to earn status. So what do we think of this? Is this going too far, too fast, too much, too soon? Yes or no?
I think it's all intentional. I think you have a self-created crisis at the border, and then they say the way to heal it magically are these bills that just happen to be ready to be pushed through, and mm-hmm. they're going to grant amnesty to people. So do I think that this is all coordinated? Do I think we intentionally were given a crisis on our border on purpose so that they could try to bully people into passing this through? Yeah, I think that this
See, I'm
is
watching
political.
Biden's body language on this, and I'm thinking that if he had it to do over again, he wouldn't have done it this way.
Of course.
I think
what kind of idiot would do
down.
This? Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. What they had in place was working. If you don't want to build the wall, fine. Stop the stupid production of the wall. Yeah. If you, I mean, that's it, you know, that's what's so dumb about this is they unraveled everything because, again, it's Orange Man bad. We just have to get rid of it all.
Orange Man. I haven't heard that for a while. Orange Man. I just got a kick out of that. Number 3, these murders in Atlanta. And so every Asian American on television or wherever they are have taken the opportunity to talk about how horrible it is in America and maybe we ought to go back to Asia. I don't hear anybody saying that, but that sort of is the implication. Meanwhile, what do we know about this kid who will go to jail? They have the death penalty there, so maybe he gets a needle, right? Not the right jab for a vaccine.
Could be. I don't know. I think it's really early to try to predict any of that stuff. But certainly there's a death penalty, and certainly there were murders committed, and you know that's all of that's on the table.
Gun control once again rearing its ugly head just for conversation because nobody does
racism. That's what people are talking about now is the racism against
America's a horrible country. Right. Okay. That's it's horrible. So why would you come here? I guess my question. 21 after the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now, as we work our way through the list of charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of the 15th of March to the 19th of March. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, number four. Jennifer, by the way, not only here on the DJV program, she does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, so has the local perspective on these things as well as the sort of national overview that the rest of us have, what people are giving for input into some of these discussions. So with regard to number four, a discussion of the stimulus package, the economy, as far as I'm concerned, the stimulus looks like a big bust to me, including all of the money that... when you say something like that, on the air or in print or wherever you say it, people say, you're just talking because you're a Republican and nobody, Republicans don't like anything the Democrats do. So take me out of that argument because that's not where I am. Look at the bills, look at the outlines, look at the syllabus, look at the way the money is being set aside and for what purposes. And you'll see that very little is actually going to help COVID. It may help to stimulate the economy. And when you look at what the Fed said this week, we're not going to increase interest rates, so it's down, you know, pretty much to where it was or has been since the disaster of 2009, right? For the last 10 years, the rates have been very low. You hear the ads on the radio all the time, buy a house now, lowest mortgage rates ever. And the guy who's the spokesperson for whoever it is that loans the money says, the rates have never been lower. And then next week, well, the rates have gone down again. So, okay, are you using the economy or the fact that we have good interest rates to buy a house? Apparently, a lot of people are. You can't buy a house in California, though, Jennifer.
No, you sure can't.
Making a lot of money. That's a lousy reality for some. But will this, the question that comes to the surface is, will this keep us going? Because sooner or later, the government money is going to run out. It basically already has. We borrowed $6 trillion from who knows whom. And now, you know, the other side of the economy is the tax. Okay, we're going to tax the rich. Let's go get them. The usual Democratic palaver of increasing taxes on corporations. So how about this? I said this a dozen times this past week if I said it once. And that is, am I the only one who's coming up with this proposal?
You want to increase taxes? Good. Make sure you give it to the people, the companies, the corporations that are still doing business in China and could fairly easily move. And then give a tax break to all the companies that are doing business or have done business in China that bring their business back and the jobs back to America. Why is that so difficult to conceive instead of these people yammering, well, we got to tax the rich, get those corporations, those no-good corporations that, by the way, give everybody their jobs so they can pay their taxes.
And I don't know why people think corporations are big businesses. I mean, my business is a small business, and we're a corporation. Yeah. That means that our tax, which we've been struggling to stay afloat like everybody else has, is going to go up from 21% to 28%. How ridiculous is that right now? As the economy is trying to recover from a pandemic, let's not make it harder. And that seems to be the plan. Well, and what does it do for job creation? I mean, that's the other thing people don't understand. Yeah, tax the rich. But how do you know, the non-rich need jobs, and the rich people tend to be the ones who hire them. So then what does it do?
Who invest in companies that do hire.
It's very short-sighted.
What was Bernie's? Bernie had another tax idea, tax gimmick this week. I'm trying
he's
to
got a lot. That's give him 5 minutes. He'll give you a tax idea.
Five new tax ideas. I'm trying, what the heck was it that he wanted to... Yeah, there's something, I don't know, I'll look it up because it was so typical.
Tax on mittens.
Right. Yeah, mittens, right. Mittens and coats. Okay, when we continue in the next half hour of our talk radio overview, here the situation with China and Russia. Is Putin going to have a boxing match with Biden? He's challenged him here, as we perhaps know at this point in the week.
Pay-per-view.
He's challenged him to a debate. Right, exactly. Yeah, that'd be good. Pay-per-view. Biden versus
I pay for
Putin.
It.
Yeah.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The U.S. marks a COVID milestone, 100 million vaccine doses administered since President Biden takes office in January. Biden yesterday thanking the CDC.
You're saving lives. You're saving lives. But you're changing the psyche of the country.
But doctors still see causes for concern. New cases nationwide, 55,000 a day, as variants spread and states ease lockdowns and airline travel increases. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling MSNBC yesterday, we're at the point where Europe was a few weeks ago.
They pulled back on their mitigation methods. They stopped wearing masks. They opened up the bars. They did the things that we warned shouldn't be done. And now Europe is seeing, in general, a surge of 5 to 10%. I hope that doesn't happen here, but it looks like it's starting to do that.
Fauci estimates only about 12% of the U.S. population has been completely vaccinated. This is USA Radio News. While in Atlanta to visit the CDC Friday, President Biden also meets with Asian Americans to discuss this week's murders at three Asian-owned businesses in Georgia. Eight people killed in the mass shooting, six of them Asian women. Biden says we need to speak up to stop hate.
That hate and violence often hide in plain sight. It's often met with silence. That's been true throughout our history. But that has to change, because our silence is complicity. We cannot be complicit. We have to speak out. We have to act.
Biden calling on Congress to pass the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act. With Biden in Atlanta, State Department officials in Alaska meeting with Chinese officials. China accusing the U.S. of encouraging attacks on China, while the U.S. accuses China of grandstanding. Both sides accuse the other of violating human rights, with China saying black Americans are getting slaughtered. The two sides also discuss trade and military activities in the South China Sea. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Lots of different ways of figuring out what the big conversations are on News Talk Radio, number one format on the radio around the country, once again this month and this quarter, according to the ratings anyway. And we're here to report on what the big topics are every week. The DJV show presents the Talk Radio Review with the folks that are on DJV, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. Victoria is off this week recuperating from an operation, so we leave it to the three of us to dig around. One of Jay's specialties is to check the trending box and see what's in there, and oftentimes what's in the chart from Talkers Magazine that you see in print at talkers.com, or I think we put them on the DJV show, right? Our Twitter and Facebook pages and our website, we do that,
we
Jay,
do.
As well.
We do, yeah, right? Because we want you to join the conversation. We want your thoughts. DJV show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. One of the big topics that has been going on all week was the talk situation with Sharon Osbourne,
right,
defending Piers Morgan regarding Meghan Harry. This Meghan Harry-Oprah interview, I mean, it still has legs on it. And yeah, exactly. Yeah. And a lot of people have weighed in on this, that they feel like Sharon Osbourne is being used as a scapegoat by the network.
Mm-hmm. Could be. There's so much. Well, the people who say you're insensitive are insensitive themselves, it seems to me. There's way too much. And I think that sort of plays into the number five story this week. It plays into number three, the spa murders and the situation with Asian Americans. Every actor in the world that has an Asian connection is all indignant and all over the place. What a terrible place America is. Well, you know what? Think about why you came here, unless you're a second-generation American. If you came here to be better off than you were where you were, how do you throw mud, even though this is outrageous, and it obviously was aimed at Asian women, for whatever the quirks in this kid's mind, whatever warped sense of reality he had. And so now all of a sudden, because of this incident, America is a horrible place for Asians. Yeah, there's all kinds of trafficking going on.
There is proof that there has been a spike in crimes against Asian Americans, particularly in the last few months, because most people think the pandemic. But
yeah.
I think we lose sight of is that this guy is a murderer. It doesn't matter if he had a sex addiction or if he was a racist. He went in and he started shooting, and he killed people, and he killed 8 people because of his... either his mental illness or the hatred that lives in his heart. So I think it's really weird that instead of remembering that a murderer is a murderer, we are all caught up in why. There are plenty of people, and I think we talked about this on the DJV show, who have sex addictions that don't walk into day spas and start shooting the place up. There are plenty of people who probably have some racist thoughts that don't go out and hurt other people with the gun, kill people with the gun. So what made this guy do that? And I think we get so lost.
The same thing that makes other young white men do the same kind of thing in various venues. And when are we going to deal with the mental health aspects of all of this? You know, it's always gun control, gun control, gun control. Okay, so I want to know how this guy got the gun that he had, or whatever guns that he had. I do want to know where the guns came from and how he happened to get them, because the fact that he was as much of a lunatic as he is and the fact that he had guns shows that there's a really deep chasm in the system of verifying who it is that ought to have a gun. And we have that discussion every time these things happen, and nothing changes, nothing gets done, and that sort of is the frustration. And maybe that's one of the elements that's taking us from being a first-tier country to a country that isn't first-tier. I understand that he was whatever his thing is with Asian women, but I think we need to step back a little bit, because with all we are a melting pot. Well, we used to be a melting pot. Now we're a mosaic. Everybody wants to have their own separate group and their own separate identity and their own this and their own that. And in the meantime, America becomes fractured. We are fracturing ourselves politically, the Republicans and the Democrats, and then the blacks and the whites, and now the Asians. And what. So when do we come together? Have we gone through that in our history? So no longer are you going to be considered the United States of America? We're going to be the disjointed states.
Yeah, I think that's why the equity movement instead of the equality movement is set to fail, because I think it sets to divide us rather than to unite us.
Pointing out
people's differences is putting people in boxes and putting people in different groups instead of saying, yeah, you're one thing, I'm something else, and we all have a shot. We all live in a great country where we can do something great. We can do better than our parents did. And I think by taking that away from people, which is the movement, to take that belief away from people, you're creating more victims, number one, and you're creating big, huge wedges between communities, because you're creating stereotypes. Well, if you're white-skinned, you're going to think this way, or you have white privilege. If you're black-skinned, you're going to think this way. If you're whatever in between, you're going to think a certain way. And that doesn't, I don't think that's helpful. I don't think that brings us together, and I think together is where we're strongest.
Right. Absolutely. Unity. With unity, there is strength. All right, so number 5 is the situation with China and Russia, maybe more so. Well, there's on two fronts. Oh, by the way, I went talking about the tax thing with Bernie Sanders. The idea that I couldn't remember was that he wants to increase taxes on large companies that pay their CEOs over 50 times more than the median pay of its workers. Who knows where that number came from, but Bernie's never seen a tax he didn't like. So it's kind of just interesting sort of, and we smirk when we talk about it, because it does seem that someone who's had privilege like he has, who's done as well as he has, starting from the basic grassroots that, you know, he was a school teacher. And then he became active in politics, and it brought him a lot of association, and with that a lot of connections, and with that a lot of money. So he's kind of the last one who should be, that's just his personality. Okay, meanwhile, back to speaking about personalities, Joe Biden has been challenged to a live online debate by Bad Vlad. He called on Biden to have an open chat. The Kremlin issued threats of retaliation if we don't apologize for Joe calling Putin. I think he didn't say. Stephanopoulos sort of set him up. If you saw the video from this, mm-hmm. Stephanopoulos says, "Would you say Putin is a killer?" And Biden said, "Yeah, I think so." It wasn't that Biden said, "You're a killer."
Well, Biden made up, I don't know if he made up or just told this story where he had met Vladimir Putin, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the story in front of me, but he said he met Vladimir Putin and he said, "You've got no soul," or something, and Putin said, "Well, I guess we understand each other." I don't know, something. something weird. Yeah, I don't know.
Something sweet like that.
It's not one like, to know one. Yeah.
Yeah, it takes one to know one or something. So yeah. Putin has challenged him to a debate. And so on Thursday at the White House, they asked Jen Psaki, the press secretary, if he would take that. And she said, no, he's very, very busy. But how great would that be? And who would win? I mean, that, give us something entertaining. I don't know. Yeah. It's been too quiet in that administration.
You know, one of the things about Putin and, well, the Chinese leaders, they all understand English. They all, you know, they have the translator there, but they all know what the others are saying. I'm sure Biden doesn't understand Chinese, or does he understand Russian? It's a lot more different, but these guys, they know what is being said. They don't need a translator, and it's very interesting, especially when you look at the other side of this, the coin. The Russians are on one side of the coin, Chinese are on the other side of the coin, and apparently there was a big clash with the talks that were going on. Aren't they meeting in Alaska? Why did I think they were?
Yeah, they're meeting in Alaska. And that was one of the things that the Biden administration was touting, is that they got them to come to U.S. soil for this summit. So they're in Anchorage, but China apparently kind of ate their lunch at the end of the first round of meetings after Anthony Blinken was saying that he expressed deep concerns with China's behavior and cyber attacks on the U.S. and economic coercion of allies. Well, then China, like, flies back and starts calling out the U.S. Human rights atrocities in the form of Black Lives Matter. They brought it up by name, and they said, look at those groups. They're the ones that are suffering and tried to embarrass the United States.
Well,
so there's another round of meetings.
We're not putting blacks into concentration camps like they are with the Muslims. Come on.
I know.
We shouldn't have been. They shouldn't have put us into a corner like that. We should have been smarter, frankly. The top stories of the week, according to the folks at Talkers Magazine, the charts for March 15th to the 19th, top 10 stories, starting at number 10, going to number 1, the weather in the Midwest, big, big deal with clashes and tornadoes and really rough weather, the snowstorms, that stuff, number 10. Number 9, President Trump is in the 9th position, mostly because of his legal problems. Number 8, the situation in America with education. Number 7, the censorship going on in our culture, cancel culture, that sort of thing. Number 6, what's going on with Mr. Cuomo being in the hot seat. Number 5, our relationship with China and Russia. Number 4, the stimulus and the economy in general. Those are putting sort of things back together. The murders in Atlanta are the third number on the story list. Number 2, immigration reform, and number 1, the COVID situation. Those are the top 10 stories, according to the research done on news talk stations by Talkers Magazine.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The people list from Talkers at Talkers.com. We find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Michael Harrison and his group put together by listening to a lot of talk radio through the course of the week. They're the experts. They're the Bible of the talk radio industry. So on the people list, number 10, Megan Thee Stallion, Candace Owens, all the stuff, Cardi B from the Grammys. Number 9, Gavin Newsom. Cuomo is 8. Putin is 7, Robert Long is 6, Rand Paul is in the 5th position, Pelosi's in the 4th position, Fauci's in the 3rd position, Trump is in the 2nd position, and President Biden is in the number 1 position. Interesting that Trump is so far down on the story list, but still remains a big conversational topic in reference to things that are going on now, comparisons, that sort of thing. That's the way the people list shakes out. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Countdown. This week has been one of the official talk events, even though they had to have it. It was not an in-person thing. We have these two or three times a year. There are two or three different organizations. Talkers has them. Folks down in Atlanta have them. The talk show boot camp is going on this week. And the focus was on how many people are listening to what we do here. And basically, we have more people listening than we have at any time since 2012, according to the research that was presented at the event. So that was kind of a cool thing. Massive listening spikes, mostly because of the election and Trump and all that other stuff. But it's a good sign. And we talk about those issues every week here on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Number 6 has Andrew Cuomo in the hot seat. So what is there to say? I mean, that's sort of the same. Both Cuomo and Newsom, are they in the same place, do you think? Jennifer and Jay, is there going to be a recall for Cuomo?
They're in bad places, definitely. I think the recall with Gavin Newsom is going to happen, and he kind of woke up to that this week going, "Ooh, wait a second, they mean business."
Serious.
He collected 2.1 million signatures against him. There are not recalls in New York. New York has impeachments, and there are impeachment proceedings against Cuomo. The reason that Cuomo's is a little different than Newsom is being held accountable for his poor leadership. Andrew Cuomo is being held accountable for his poor leadership, but it seems that there's a criminal. There are also a couple of criminal charges that are being tossed around, not only for sexual assault, but also for cooking books and for making it look like less people died in the nursing homes than really did. And he gave people immunity for that. And that was the same policy that was shared by New Jersey and Pennsylvania and Michigan. And that's going to be a problem, I think, in those states, too. I would expect those governors to start to feel the heat soon enough. So I think it's not a great day to be either of them, but I can't believe I'm going to say this. I think I'd almost rather be Gavin Newsom. At least you have a fighting chance.
Right. All right. We have time for one more discussion, and I think we'll go to number 9, which is the spat between Candace Owens and Cardi B and what went on the Grammys last Sunday night. Pretty atrocious. I did see a little bit of the video, and I thought, come on, this is 8 o'clock on Sunday night. What's the matter? You know, you can't even see that stuff on a lot of the cable channels. So where does this go?
Usually you have to pay extra for that kind of content.
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I had a hard time with it. I think it was, and I didn't watch the Grammys, but I watched this performance, and I thought it was just, it was a lot. And Candace's point, Candace Owens went on to Twitter and said, you know, this is not how you empower women. You empower women with strength and with smarts and not necessarily just having simulated sex on television. And Cardi B went back and forth and accused Candace of having her brother and her husband sleeping together. And so Candace says, that's not true. It was a fake post. You tried to pass it off as real, so now I'm going to sue you.
What? And people pay attention to this. It's almost like it was more important than anything else. It sounded like a Trump fight with Biden, or maybe, you know, Putin and Biden, or whoever else is going to be there. Rand Paul. It's always one person against another. These spats. Rand Paul versus Fauci. You know, that kind of stuff. All right, ladies. Good job. Kept us focused on the elements, some of the charts info, as we discussed it here on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time now. An overview of the top five items from the world of technology. Normally that job goes to me. Well, I'm sort of the announcer. Your friendly announcer is Doug Steffen. And Victoria Keelan does the work, but she's been out for a couple of weeks. And so now we have Jay Kirshner, who also pretty much knows her way around all of this stuff. So there'll be a lot of credibility to the list versus if I did it. There might not be too much credibility associated with it. So we'll go from number five to number one. Jay, starting with number five, a ruling on Google, what they have to face.
Yeah, a judge in California ruled that Google has to face a class action lawsuit that claims the search giant has been collecting data from users, even if they're in their private incognito mode. Now, Google has tried to get the judge, you know, a judge to throw this out, but they were like, no. So the lawsuit seeks at least $5 billion. And Google is saying that even when users go into their private viewing mode or incognito mode, there's a notice that says some websites still may use your information. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are saying, well, no, then what's the point of privacy in incognito mode? So that's what this lawsuit is really about.
So where's the $5 billion go if they win in court? If the people bringing the suit against Google, where's that $5 billion go? Is this like a class action suit and everybody gets a little piece of the pie?
Yeah, it gets divvied out amongst everybody who has signed up to be a part of it.
Okay, so let's sign up. Where do we sign up?
Right, let's go find it.
Sign up. All right, number four, a focus on the Boeing 737 MAX.
Aviation safety agencies in the U.S., Brazil, Canada, Australia, and the U.K., and the European Union. They've ordered Boeing and airlines to make repairs to the flights. Their control system was blamed for the two crashes that led to the ban. They want to update operating manuals, increase pilot training. This was a worldwide grounding that happened March 13, 2019, after two crashes, one in Indonesia in 2018 and the other in Ethiopia in 2019, that killed a combination of 346 people. So they were saying, this is not working. We need to go fix it. And in addition to the flight control system, at the center of both of the investigations, other reports identified concerns with the airliner's flight control computer, wiring, and engine. So those all have to be looked at.
The Chinese are not going to be flying these planes.
No, they are.
Even
still
though
holding out.
They're the largest customer for the 737 MAX, and they're all sitting on the ground, and they're not in a big hurry to make them fly again. I thought that was interesting.
Nope, they are in no rush.
All right, number three is a robocaller suit that ended well for the people making the suit.
Right, robocalls are the worst. So the FCC slaps the robocallers with $225 million fine. Now, this is part of a broader crackdown. The FCC is the largest fine in history. It's against a Texas-based telemarketers group who transmitted approximately 1 billion robocalls selling fake health insurance, claiming to be companies like Aetna, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Cigna. Right? It's $225 million fine.
Yeah, good. And they deserve to,
robocalls are the worst.
Yeah, well, we're all affected by them one way or another. And that's why this is a good ruling in the public's favor. All right, number two, a new offer from Starbucks. What's the scoop?
So Starbucks is pairing up with the Era app, where customers with remote agents can share product descriptions and other visual information for blind or low vision customers. What happens is a customer will walk into Starbucks and they can open up their Era app, and then it's a free download in the iOS and Android store, and they'll be connected with someone who can see their surroundings through their phone's camera. They can provide needed descriptions, tell them what's available in the pastry case. If there's a sign, they can read what the sign says for them. I mean,
this is not good.
You feel like this is not good? There's another app that I can't remember what it's called now, but it's like a spying app. If you want to go somewhere, but you don't know if there's a really long line, or maybe, hey, your boyfriend says he's somewhere, you can hook up with somebody who's actually at the location you want to see, and you can view through their camera.
There you go. Why are you playing the music, Phil? Number one on the Tech Talk list here this week, the top five. This is about a person. We talked about this guy, Graham Ivan Clark. What's the story with him?
He's the teen mastermind behind that great Twitter hack that happened in the summer. He pleaded guilty. He's going to be in prison for 3 years. However, he is getting some of his, for time served since his arrest during the summer. So he's being credited with 229 days of that service. Now, he hacked Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, Joe Biden. In quick succession, he was promoting a Bitcoin scam, and he used it to accept more than $100,000 in the cryptocurrency. This kid, 17 at the time, once his prison sentence is done, somebody give him a job.
Why don't they give him a job now instead of sending him to jail? Give him a job and put him to work and keep him like under house arrest or something.
There we go.
The kid made $100,000.
Work off his time. Yeah, he doesn't get paid for it until his time served is done, and then he can start getting paid for that gig.
Good idea. All right, there they are, the top five tech stories of the week. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.